It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hour number two on Friday. It's always good to be joined with Darren Dreger, Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. He's a TSN hockey insider. He'll be off to Montreal to cover the finals. And he's at Darren Dreger on Twitter. And we welcome him in now. And we say, what a scene last night in Montreal. Drags pretty unexpected up there in the North Division. But then you see what's happening in Montreal. It's absolutely crazy. Nice shirt today, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good looking shirt, isn't it?
Now let us compliment you. Let us pat you on the back. Yeah.
Is that a nod to Bobby Margarita, which usually at this time of the year he's at his cottage and making margaritas? Is that why you have that on?
Well, actually, I was hoping that Rivs would be on the show today with us because he's a proud member of Team TaylorMade, and I, of course, am a proud member of Team Titleist. And then you've got Acushnet and FootJoy, which supply the shirts that I wear. And this is one of their new ones. This one is right out of the wrapper, boys, but it is a little of that. It's got the slice of lemon or lime if you choose on top of the rim of the glass with the margaritas. So I'm looking forward to playing a little golf today.
What kind of comments do you get? I mean, we'll get to the playoffs and everything. What kind of comments do you get about a shirt like that when you show up with your foursome? Like you're a fun guy. Let's be like, we know your personality. You're a fun guy. You like to have fun.
Yeah.
Do the guys razz you a little bit? Because you're a stone buster yourself, Dregs.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I appreciate you noticing that. There is one shirt that I actually got last year, and it's not COVID related, but it's you know, it's got little, it looks like COVID cells on them, but they're not. They're like these little fuzzy balls. So it's a light blue shirt with little purple fuzzy balls on it. And I got razzed over that one a bit because everybody thought that I was, you know, making light of COVID-19 or any of the nonsense. I'm like, what? I don't know. I said it arrived in a package and I put it on. That's the extent of my shopping when it comes to golf attire.
Now, you have to dress nice for TV, suit, shirt, ties, and you got probably a suit guy, or you guys have sponsors there at TSN and in Toronto, and now you got Titleist and FootJoy and all of that. Do you ever go and buy your own clothes?
No. Actually, I think I've told this story before, and recently, you know, I used to enjoy the Stanley Cup final. I won't do it this year because we're not traveling through the full extent. We're staying in Canada, in Montreal. I used to take like 16 pair of underwear on the road to the Stanley Cup final, and then I'd buy fresh stuff there, get it laundered, and then I'd leave all the old stuff behind. So every year, that's how I would clear out the old underwear drawer, right? So I haven't done that for a couple of years, so I'm due. But beyond that, I'm getting socks for Christmas.
Plastic's a little worn down, are they, Dregs?
So you're going to go to like Harry Rosen and all of that in Montreal on St. Catharines and all of it and get new underwear this year. But you're going to get 8, not 16, because you don't do the full finals, right?
Yeah, exactly. But beyond that, I mean, I get shirts, I get socks, I get things like that for holidays and birthdays, but I'm not much of a shopper, Marty. I haven't shopped in a long, long time, but it's, and not to name drop here, but I was kind of chuckling inside as you know, rhymed off, okay, you get free clothes, you get this, you get the golf clubs, you get all that. Well, now that Ray Ferraro and I do the podcast, we're sponsored by Infiniti. So I drive a Q60 Infiniti. What else? Canadian Club Whiskey. That's a big sponsor, so I don't need to tell you what kind of products that we get there. Boston Pizza is a big sponsor, so you might catch me on a Boston Pizza patio on occasion. Tim Hortons is a – so, I mean, on and on it goes. So I feel like the good days, the old days, as an NHL player where
you I'm going to call you Ricky. You're the Ricky Bobby of TV. Like you just got one, you got Wonder Bread. You got like every single sponsor.
Domino's.
You need a NASCAR suit to wear around with all these sponsors on it. Dregs, yeah. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Let's talk playoffs in a second. I think what a lot of our listeners want to hear really, Dregs, is the update on the Sabres, because everything's quiet and you are an insider. So how quiet is it on the inside versus the outside?
Yeah, it's not quiet, but I don't want to either deflate the hopes or raise the hopes of those who are hoping that there's going to be a tremendous amount of activity. I think that it's a safe prediction that Kevin Adams and the Buffalo Sabres are going to make aggressive moves. Is it one big one involving the captain, Jack Eichel? Probably not. There's probably, a couple of players who are going to be involved. But there's also no definitive timeline. You know, we look at the draft as a trigger date, July 23rd, 24th, because historically speaking, that's a breeding ground for the bigger type of trades. Stanley Cup will have been awarded. You're through the July 21st expansion draft. You've got free agency looming on July 28th. So there's a lot of reasons why general managers and clubs have more flexibility, even though next year will again be a flat cap hit. But I feel like Kevin Adams has had the majority of his conversations. He doesn't need to talk to another general manager to explore the interest in Jack Eichel. The teams with interest have expressed their interest. And now you're at that stage where it's probably working towards a framework of what a trade would look like and the elements that the Buffalo Sabres need to come back. I don't know that you'd get into the deep specifics to say, well, I need player X and I need this and I need this. I mean, it's going to be fairly obvious, isn't it? I mean, the Sabres have the first pick overall, so they're going to be looking for at least another first-round draft pick. And if that team doesn't possess a high first round draft pick, well, then your prospect gets juicier, or the young roster player that's coming back the other way as part of the package gets increasingly interesting as well. So what you got to be careful of here, Petey, and you and I swapped a text earlier this morning about this, is there's so much speculation around the stories of the Buffalo Sabres because of the players involved. When you're talking about a star player like Jack Eichel, regardless of the injury situation and all of that, that still hasn't been completely ironed out. Every media member in their market is going to devise a plan or an idea as to why their team should go after Jack Eichel. So you got to be careful in separating fact from fiction. And we talked about the idea that the Columbus Blue Jackets are out of it. Right? They're no longer in on Jack Eichel. I don't buy it. To be fair, I don't buy it. And the reason I don't buy it is it's so early. And that's not the MO of Jarmo Kekalainen. He may not like what Kevin Adams is telling them right now. Whatever the pieces that could or would have to be included, in making a deal very soon, Jarmo may not like. But he needs a center, right? He told Patrick Laine before the end of the season that top priority was to get Patrick Laine a top center. Well, there aren't that many available, I can assure you of that. And there are none available as good as capable as a healthy Jack Eichel. How can you be out at this stage? How can you be out at this stage?
Dregs, you talk about another team that would need a center in Columbus. Yes. I just don't know that Columbus has the pieces, but maybe you can make it work somehow.
Yeah.
Rivs dropped two bombs on us this morning before leaving. One, he said, when we acquired Josh Anderson, so he talked about himself as part of Mark Bergevin's group in Montreal that acquired Josh Anderson in the trade. And two, at the very end, he said, hey, Vegas is out of the playoffs. They need a center. They had Chandler Stephenson as a number one center. They have William Karlsson. They have Keegan Kolasar. They don't have a top center. So My asking to you is, okay, how long after Vegas is out of the playoffs before we hear Vegas is in the running for Jack Eichel? And I think they have pieces. So where do you think that comes through?
Well, I'd be surprised if McCrimmon, Kelly McCrimmon, the general manager of the Golden Knights, hasn't already had a conversation with Kevin. But I would, you know, if Vegas had won and was forcing a game seven, that's just part of doing your due diligence and doing your job as a general manager. And Kelly is a smart guy. I mean, he sees the same things that the rest of us see. And when you look at the Vegas Golden Knights up the middle, you've identified, you know, their cast of centermen, and it's not strong enough. It's not strong enough. You know, Chandler Stephenson is probably underrated by those who don't watch the Vegas Golden Knights closely. And we had Max Pacioretty on the podcast probably 6 weeks or so ago, and he openly talked about how good Chandler Stephenson is. But, you know, is he a two? Is he a three on a really good team, a team that has, you know, depth at center? Probably. He's not likely a number one, with all due respect. So I can't imagine that McCrimmon and the Vegas Golden Knights won't explore this, because they look at everything, right? The reason they acquired Robin Leonard in the first place was because they had long-term concerns about the wear and tear and the toll that that would take on Marc-Andre Fleury. They didn't want to get to a Stanley Cup final and have Fleury run out of gas or to be injured. So they acquire Robin Leonard, and you've got the one, and you've got the 1A, and we can debate who one is and who 1A is, just depending on how things go. But that's just my example of an organization that has identified a weakness or a need or an opportunity, right? Alex Pietrangelo was an opportunity for the Vegas Golden Knights. It wasn't a necessity. They just felt like, okay, we can bolster our blue line. Why wouldn't we go after the most coveted unrestricted free agent defenseman available? And they acquired that piece. So I get it. I can see what Rives is on, and it makes a lot of sense to me. And Marty, you're bang on. I mean, the Vegas Golden Knights have the pieces to make something like that happen. And Bill Foley, the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights, is an impatient dude. I mean, he's in his mid-70s. He wants to win a Stanley Cup as much or more than most of the owners across the National Hockey League who haven't had the luxury of doing so. So Vegas for sure needs to be in that conversation, regardless of somebody coming out and saying, source says this. I mean, just common sense tells us Vegas will make that call.
Instigators, Darren Dreger joining us here. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter, TSN Hockey Insider. He'll be in Montreal covering the finals. You know, Dregs, we heard this week, I can't remember where the rumor started, but Matt Tkachuk might want out of
Shane O'Brien.
Thank you. Matt Tkachuk might want out of Calgary. Is there any truth to that?
Well, look, I don't like shooting down information just automatically, because number one, that's not my job to defend Matthew Tkachuk or the Calgary Flames. But I can tell you that reaching out to sources in Calgary, it was instantly refuted. And I would say angrily so. But, you know, again, to dismiss that out of hand and say that it's 100% wrong might be a little unfair to the process as well. I don't believe that Matthew Tkachuk is in play, again, based on the response that I got to that. But I do look at the Calgary Flames, and I look at the history of Brad Treliving being the general manager, and I know that he can see that they've got to do something. They've got to attack the core of that team. So if it isn't Johnny Gaudreau and it isn't Matthew Tkachuk, then who are we talking about here? And it feels like the one guy left is Sean Monahan. And Sean Monahan rumors have been out there for a while. They were out there during last offseason. They're out there now. And it feels to me like if they're going to part with one piece from that core, it's likely going to be Sean Monahan. And, you know, Riv's talking about, you know, we as the Montreal Canadiens acquiring Josh Anderson. The Calgary Flames were pretty heavy in on Josh Anderson before he got traded to the Montreal Canadiens. And Sean Monahan was part of what would have had to have gone the other way. And Treliving just didn't want to give up a center as part of the deal. But now I think he realizes that they've got to do something to shake up that core. So I don't think it's Matthew Tkachuk based on the response that I got, but I could see Calgary doing something fairly significant, and that might be involving Sean Monahan.
Okay, so Jack Eichel is one thing. Calgary, Tkachuk, Monahan, I think it's a second tier of players. Like Jack Eichel is a top-tier player. Second-tier players, we have Sam Reinhart, we have Rasmus Ristolainen. I think those two are more on the market than Jack Eichel is, but everybody's calling on everybody. You hear anything on Reinhardt, Ristolainen? Is there talks about those two? And would that happen at the draft or before the draft?
Yeah, I mean, there is talk of those two. There's no question about that. There's talk of a lot of different players. So I just want to circle back on something you just said, though, Marty. You don't think Eichel is going to be traded, or you're not sure he's going to?
I don't think he is. I said that from the beginning. And it's only – I don't have any information, and I'm not an insider as you are, and I don't talk to people. I just – for that trade to happen, you got to get the greatest value you can for Eichel with the injury, with the cap, with his salary, with everything going on.
I just think it's going to be really hard.
I know Petey will take the third overall pick, and that's it for Jack Eichel right now.
Give me the 12th pick. Nah. No, I'm kidding.
I think times have changed when you're talking about star/superstar players. And, you know, of course, Adam's job is to maximize the return for Jack Eichel. For me, it's a foregone conclusion. He's getting traded. So now it's just a question of what are you getting back in return? And it's, you know, teams are going to try and maximize this, the angle of, well, look at the cap hit. You know, we're on a flat cap. We can't, you know, for us to take that cap hit, you know, you're going to have to take back this salary and all of those things. And they're going to try and tamp down the deal because of that. But I also feel like there's value in change for certain players and for certain teams. And it definitely feels that way with Jack Eichel and the Buffalo Sabres. It is time to cut bait and move on. Get whatever you can get. And it's not going to be small. It isn't going to be small. It's going to be a good deal. But I don't think it's dissimilar to Pierre-Luc Dubois leaving Columbus, Patrick Laine leaving Winnipeg. You had a disgruntled player in Winnipeg. You had a disgruntled player in Columbus. Two budding stars. You find a good fit. And I think that that's what Kevin Adams is going to do with Jack Eichel.
Okay, how about Vegas, though? The trade talk that we had on our group chat last night would be like Alex Tuch, Cody Glass, who is their top prospect, and their first round pick this year, and maybe you got to throw in another piece or whatnot. Is that reasonable if you say Vegas on Eichel? Are these the pieces, or we got to like lower our expectations when it comes to that?
Yeah, I mean, Alex Tuch would be a great get for the Buffalo Sabres if you can acquire him. I wouldn't call him underrated because that's doing a disservice to the knowledge of hockey fans. But if you watch him closely, man, he does a lot of things well. Yeah. Big body. He can play whatever game you need him to play. You know, in Vegas, he's playing on their third line, sometimes on the first line. I mean, he's a top six player. There's no question about that. So if he's part of the deal, then it's a good deal. First round pick would be part of it. I'm curious about what Cody Glass is now tracking to become. And I don't know how closely you guys have watched him. It feels to me that he should be a bit further along by now. But again, when you look at the experience of what they have in Vegas up front, maybe that's a little bit unfair to him. But if you dig beneath the surface and you look at some of the other elements of it, you know, is Tuck's contract going to be enough to swing that deal? Because, you know, it's not like the Vegas Golden Knights haven't proven to us that they can go through the sport of cap gymnastics as well or better than most clubs in the National Hockey League. So there's going to have to be a strong financial element to it coming back if Vegas is involved.
In my opinion, I want to ask you about Coach before we get out of here, but I looked up Cody Glass last night, and I think he's right where he needs to be in his development. I mean, he's had awesome numbers in the minors, amazing junior numbers, solid numbers in the NHL for a kid who's just been dabbled in here or there. So, you know, I think that would be ideal return in that deal too. You get a Glass, a Tuck, and a first. I mean, that's all I'd take. It's all I'd need from Vegas, and you're absolutely done. Do you think the Jack Eichel trade will happen before the coach hire? What is the holdup on the hiring of Don Granato?
Yeah, it's a good question. I still believe that Don Granato is the strong front-running candidate. I do. I actually thought that we might be lucky enough to have the announcement this week. I'm not sure what's holding it up, I was told yesterday that it won't be this week. Hopeful early next week.
That a coach is hired or that Don Granato's announced?
Well, again, I'm heavily leaning to Don Granato being announced, but you know, Buffalo did interview Rick Tocchet at least twice, right? And I wasn't shocked that Rick Tocchet didn't get the Seattle job. I think I was more surprised that Dave Haxtell did. I like Dave Haxtell as a coach. It's just, you know, for your first coach, you know, it feels to me that Rick Tocchet would have made a bigger splash. You have the history with Tocchet and Ronnie Francis in Seattle. Rick Tocchet's a heck of a coach. It's hard to imagine that he's not going to have a chair, a bench to start next season. So the fact that he hasn't been plucked yet, does that encourage Adams and company to circle back, or have they made their mind up on Don Granato? I think it's the latter. I think it's the latter, but they're waiting for a reason. So I think that a coach is named before Jack Eichel gets traded.
Okay. All right. Interesting. I was shocked too, Dregs, that when I heard Haxtell, not that I have any skin in the game when it comes to Seattle, but a very underwhelming hire when it comes to some of the names that were out there. I'm sure he's a great coach. Yeah. You've coached in the NHL in North Dakota. Yeah, you're a very smart hockey guy. I'm not trying to discredit his knowledge in the game.
The interesting part of that is that Seattle was all building their organization through the analytics department, right? That's who they hired and all that. You look at Dave Axel's numbers when he was with the Flyers, it was like an analytics nightmare, right? And Chris Therrien, who's a Flyers analyst, said, hey, I don't get it. Like, it was bad. Like, the shot attempts, the quality chances were not for the Flyers when he was here. So it was really puzzling. And his name was really never brought up. So I was a little surprised with that as well.
I wasn't surprised that he got another crack. His name, you're right, Marty, wasn't brought up in association with being a candidate in Seattle. Seattle is going to do things much differently, every level of hockey operations. And we're already seeing that. They're going to be really inclusive. So many NHL teams have now embraced the hockey knowledge of the women in the sport. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see the Seattle Kraken have a woman on the bench, certainly part of the coaching staff. And I don't know that, I know that Rick Tocchet would have happily embraced that sort of push from the Seattle Kraken management or senior management, whatever. I can't imagine any of the coaches that they interviewed wouldn't. But maybe there's something about the experience of Dave Haxtell dating back to his days in North Dakota that just clicked with Ron Francis. I know that Ron Francis and Ron Haxtell are really close. They're close. And there is no doubt that Haxtell would have been a sound advocate, huge supporter for Dave Haxtell getting that job.
Last thing I'll ask you, were you a late night talk show guy as Conan O'Brien and 4300?
Yeah, not so much anymore.
No, Conan, were you a Letterman or a Leno guy?
I used to be more of a Letterman guy. Yeah. The odd time Jay Leno. Years ago, Johnny Carson, of course, you know, but that was more watching with my parents, but not so much Conan. No.
Yeah, no, I never really got into Conan either. All right, Drakes, thanks. Enjoy your round of golf today.
Yeah, I'm going to try my best as long as the rain holds up, man. I haven't golfed in 2 weeks, so I'm probably going to spray it all over. So maybe the rain will save me on the back nine.
Petey, how many times did you golf this year, Petey?
Same as last year. Same as the year before that.
I've golfed as many times in this year as you did in the last 2 weeks, Drex, so enjoy it.
All right, well, that's what I'm hoping. Petey, what do you fish? What do? You do nothing? You just kind of sit on your lazy boy all weekend or what?
No, I certainly don't. Here's what I don't do, Dregs. I don't tell people what I do on my spare time.
See, now that's just creepy because I'm
you don't. I'll tell you what, Dregs, you don't need to be creeped out. I can tell you what, you want to be me, Dregs. I will tell you that right now. You want to be me. Instigators, we gotta go. Basketball with a kid, that's all it is. Swim in the pool, hang out.
Nice.
What do you want to know, Dregs? What do you want to know? Do I fish? No. You want to know something? I fish with my son. I'm against fishing. It's unfair. I said this to someone the other day. It's unfair to the worms. it's unfair to the fish. Like, imagine, and I said this exact analogy, Dregs. I said, so imagine this. Imagine, and I'm sitting, I'm realizing this as I'm
unfair
sticking,
to the fish.
I'm like, sticking a worm through a hook through a worm, and this worm is like squirming around fighting me. And I'm just like, why am I doing this to this poor thing? He didn't ask to do this. Imagine if a bigger being hung a hook out of the sky with a Harvey's burger on it, okay? And we just walked around and just bit down on this thing, and they ripped us off the ground and reeled us up and then pulled the hook out of our eye and then just threw us back to normal life, right back onto TV Dregs covering the playoffs. Like, just doesn't seem right.
Fish don't feel. They can't feel pain. Right?
Yes. I read that somewhere. Right, because all the fish that you've interviewed and all these years that you've done these interviews, you've had that fish admit we don't feel anything when you guys throw those hooks. Bring it. We don't care. It feeds us.
It doesn't hurt to get your lip ripped off. You know that from the number of battles you've had.
Yeah, but these fish weren't making at least 500 grand.
Have a all good right. weekend, boys. Yeah,
you too, Dregs. Take care. Instigators. We're not doing an instigator fishing tournament, I'll tell you that. But there is a Euchre tournament coming up. We'll tell you more about it. Stick around. WGR 550 at MSG.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.